it's going to take months and months for some families to recover. So, you know, as an organization who's helping those families, we need to be sure that we can be sustainable and be sure that we have products and services to help them over the course of the next year, year and a half.
That's Jeanette Bott, President and CEO of Utah Food Bank. Bott says the number of individuals that don't know where their next meal is coming from has grown since the pandemic began.
Before the pandemic, we were at about 380,000 that we knew were there throughout the state that needed help. And then all of a sudden, that number just jumped by another 165,000. And unfortunately, you know, many of those kids are, or many of those numbers are kids.
The pandemic has brought other challenges to the food bank system as well. Seasonal food drives that normally happen at schools and workplaces have either adapted or disappeared as more aspects of life go online. Volunteer groups are restricted in number and have to meet many more sanitation requirements. But Bott says any way people can give makes a difference.
That money then goes through every county of the state. We fundraise the way we do so we can deliver this food to those agencies free of charge. And then it's given out to the recipient free of charge as well. But we know we can't do it without the help of everyone.
Bott says hunger in Utah is a complex issue.
Hunger is there. It's very silent. But it really impacts people in a lot of different ways, from a health perspective, from the ability to concentrate, from, you know, kids with their ability to grow and learn in school. So I would just encourage anyone out there whose family is really struggling with issues of hunger, to not let that go, to reach out and to get some help.
To donate or find other resources, go to utahfoodbank.org. For UPR, I'm Maya Fairbanks.